This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through the Book of Psalms, and we're calling it a prayer garden of Psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our one and only holy, holy, holy God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised. For you are Adonai, the builder of all things, the comforter and the designer. You're everything to everyone everywhere, even if they don't know it. You're faithful and gracious, and you are our hope. Our hope lies in you. Oh Lord, you are incredible. Your name is Jesus, the only name by which we can be saved. You are the kinsman redeemer and the light unto our paths and the lamp unto our feet, Messiah. The newness of each day comes with your new mercies. Oh Lord, you are omnipotent, perfect in every way. You are the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be, our Redeemer, our Savior, and the one we trust. You are unique in every way, and the visionary. Oh Lord, be thou our vision today. You are the way and the life and the truth, the extraordinary God. Your name is Yahweh, and you are the zenith over all things. Precious and beautiful God, may your name be praised today. Oh Lord, thank you so much for this new day, for this new mercies, these new chances to do well. We only want to do well for you, Lord. We never want to be slack. And so help us, Lord, to have the strength to do the things that you would want us to do. Give us the wisdom, for you said if anyone lacks wisdom, they're to ask you. For you would give generously and without reproach. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Lord. Bless the children today. Bless our colleagues. Bless the administration. Bless everyone who is in our school communities with a sense of awe of who you are. Thank you, Lord. Help us to look up and see what you have done, and help us to look into the eyes of each and every person we encounter today to see the bearing of your image. Oh, Lord, you are magnificent and mighty, and we thank you for this opportunity to come before you, and we praise you in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are up to Psalm 130 today, which is still a part of the Psalms of Ascent. They go up to 134. And we're going to hear it read today by Michael Ann Lemus. I'll let her introduce herself, but she will be reading Psalm 130 for us in the ESV version. The Word of God, Psalm 130.
Hello, this is Michael Ann Lemus. I am the Operations Supervisor at Christian Educators, and today I am going to read Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
Praise God for the reading of his word. And thank you, Michael Ann, for reading Psalm 130 for us today. Let us pray Psalm 130. Dear merciful God, with you, Lord, there is plentiful redemption. With you, Lord, there is steadfast love and faithfulness. Our hope is in you, Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. In you, Lord, there is forgiveness. Lord, help us today to have a heart of repentance for those things that are offensive to you. Hear our cry, O Lord, to the voice of our pleas for mercy. Let our repentant hearts be redeemed by you this day, for there is no one else who has the power to forgive our sins. Lord, for the sake of the children, let us be humble and in awe of what you have done for us. Mold our hearts to rejoice in you. Help us to hear your voice, for our hope is in your word. Bless your servants this school day to trust and obey. Lord, we are your ambassadors and long to bless others for your glory. We pray in the forgiving name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, thank you, precious friends, for being so faithful to be in the Word of God and prayer each school day. I'm going to read our daily devotional for today because it is a gift from Christian Educators to encourage you. And you can find them on our website at christianeducators.org. You can even have them email, just sign up. And these are nice to have because you can bless somebody, not every day, just one that hits you and one that maybe you have a colleague in mind. And so that is a cool way to bless others today. You can also just listen to them here on Around the Word in 180 Days. Our devotional for today is written by Katina Wetter Wright. Katina is a Christian educator and an elementary school teacher from Indiana. In addition to teaching, she runs a blog called Reflections of a Believer and wrote a book, The First 30 Days, a Challenge to Change Your Mind and Revolutionize Your Eternal Destiny. Katina entitled her devotional, Learning Process. The scripture she chose is 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 to 17. All scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. As a mom, my heart aches when a child is upset. The quiver of a lip or a tear in the eye can affect my emotions in an instant. Yet I know that the tears and heartache are all part of the learning and growing process. I know that I have to teach my baby to walk, talk, and be responsible. Yet knowing I have to do these things does not stop the sometimes difficult feelings or emotions that come along with it. Just like a parent has to lead and guide their child, even when it's challenging, our Heavenly Father must lead and guide us through His Word even when it's challenging. 2 Timothy 3:16-17 tells us that the Word of God is there to mold us and shape us into the people He has called us to be. And sometimes, the lessons God wants us to learn can be hard and even painful at times. Yet He is teaching us these things to equip us to do every good work. And to do His good work, we must grow in our faith and be teachable. In order to do this, we must know and be willing to accept His correction when it comes. Father, please help us to allow your words to mold and grow us into the Christians you have called us to be. Give us strength and power to accept the correction that will come so that we may be equipped to do your work. Amen. And that was Learning Process, written by Katina Wetter Wright. And now, friends, I'm going to remind you that we're praying again at 1:16 p.m. today. That's our afternoon prayer, so to say. It serves many purposes. First and foremost, to praise the God we love and to help you to remember you are not alone. You are praying with hundreds of your brothers and sisters across the nation. And so we pause and pray a brief breath prayer. We don't interrupt our day. We don't stop what we're doing. We just pause for a moment. And we pray at that time because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today we are going to be praying for endurance and purposefulness for the remaining of the school year. because here we go. It's coming to an end. But friends, there's a lot in between now and then, so let us pray each day. I really look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. And now I have the distinct pleasure to bless you with Psalm 23. I'm going to read it to you today in an interesting version called The Voice. The Eternal is my shepherd. He cares for me always. He provides me rest in rich green fields beside streams of refreshing water. He soothes my fears. He makes me whole again, steering me off worn hard paths to roads where truth and righteousness echo his name. Even in the unending shadows of death's darkness, I am not overcome by fear, because you are with me in those dark moments. Near with your protection and guidance, I am comforted. You spread out a table before me, provisions in the midst of attack from my enemies. You care for all my needs, anointing my head with soothing, fragrant oil, filling my cup again and again with your grace. Certainly, your faithful protection and loving provision will pursue me where I go, always, everywhere. I will always be with the Eternal in your house forever. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.